All glories to Samatavati's, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Granda. What is it?
87.
87 to 89.
Yes.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 17, entitled The Lord Travels to Vrindavan, text 87 through 89. We can all chant the first two. Gauri Laya Aila Prabhu Ke Anandahaya Seva Kari Nitya Kari Vasta Udanaya. Who with great pleasure Tapan Mishra brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and rendered service unto him. Indeed, he began to dance, waving his cloth. 88. Prabhu Ra Charana Daka Savam Se Kaila Pan Bhakta Kaya Puja Kaila Kariya Saman. He washed the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and afterwards he and his whole family drank the wash water. He also worshipped Balabhadra Bhattacharya and showed him respect. Text 89 will do responsively. Prabhu re nimantra kari gari bhikcha dila. Prabhu re nimantrana kari kari bhiksha dila.
Prabhu re nimantrana kari kari bhiksha dila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila. Prabhu re nimantra kari kare bhiksha dila.
Prabhu re nimantra kari kare bhiksha dila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya pakka karaila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya pakka karaila.
Prabhu re nimantra kari kare bhiksha dila. Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Prabhu re nimantrana kari kari bhiksha dila.
Prabhu re nimantra kari kari bhiksha dila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila. Prabhu re nimantra kari kari bhiksha dila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Prabhu re nimantra kari kari bhiksha dila.
Prabhu re nimantra kari kari bhiksha dila. Balabhadra Bhattacharya paka karaila.
Prabhu re nimantra kari kari
bhiksha
Shakira.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya Pakakaraya.
Prabhu Remi Mantra Kari.
Prabhu Remi Mantra Kari.
Inviting the Lord.
Inviting the Lord.
Kari.
At home.
Bhikshadila.
Bhikshadila.
Gave lunch.
Balabhadra
Bhattacharya.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Paka Karaila. He had cooked. Translation purport by his giving Srila Prabhupada. Tapan Mishra invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take lunch at his home, and he had Balabhadra Bhattacharya cook. Purport. Well, at Varanasi, Banaras, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra. Near Tapan Mishra's house was a bathing ghat known as Panchanadi Ghat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take his bath daily at this ghat, and he used to see the temple of Bindu Madhava. Then he took his lunch at Tapan Mishra's house. Near the Bindu Madhava temple is a big banyan tree, and it is said that after eating, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to rest beneath the tree. That banyan tree is still known today as Chaitanya Bhat. Gradually, due to changes in language, the name became Jatanaga Bhat. The local people still call that place Jatanaga Bhat. Presently, beside a lane, there is a tomb of Balabhacharya, but there is no sign that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ever lived there. Balabhacharya was also known as Mahaprabhu amongst his disciples. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu probably lives at Jatanabhat, but there is no sign of Chandrasekhar's or Tapan Mishra's house, nor is there a sign of the Mayavadi sannyasi Prakashananda Saraswati with whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed Vedanta Sutra. A little distance from Jatanabhat is a temple of Gaura Nityananda established by Shashi Bhushan Niyogi Mahashaya of Calcutta. This temple is now managed by the mother-in-law of Shashi Bhushan and his brother-in-law Narayan Chandra Ghosh. Apparently the temple wasn't very old. His mother-in-law is taking care of it now. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschata Disitarne Panchakalpaturbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Varanasi. He went a couple times to Varanasi. Tapan Mishra was old associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he recognized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the bathing ghat. He was, actually, he was in East Bengal. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal, Tapan Mishra came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and inquired from him about what is the sadhana and what is the sadhya, what is the
process of attaining the goal of life and what is the goal of life. He asked him about these two questions. This is a very important topic, of course. This is the essence of life, because generally, of course, people, materialistic people in this modern world, they have no clue what is the goal of life, what to speak of, how to attain it, but they don't even know what is their goal of life. They have, of course, different types of temporary goals within this material world. They fix up some type of idea that they have to become a millionaire in this life, or a billionaire maybe nowadays. Million is not very respectable, I think, amongst some people. But this way, and some people have, they want a particular type of job, or some people want a particular house, or they want different types of maybe material position. They want to become, achieve some great position, political or social position in the world. But these are not, of course, devotees understand, not very respectable ideals. One has to understand, first of all, that he is eternal. If one understands that he's eternal, then what kind of situation is it to try to achieve some type of temporary position? In fact, Srila Prabhupada used to many times quote verse, I think, from Padma Purana, that he says, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam, Tatparat Vena Nirmalam, that the devotional service, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate, that we, devotional service means that one should give up all these types of temporary designations, upadis. These are called upadis, Sarvopadi. Sarva, of course, means all. Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam means to give up all these types of different designations that we have of in terms of this material body. We have a particular identification within this material world. But, of course, that begins with the identification of man and woman. This is very, this is of course the strongest identification in the material world as the basis of all types of entanglement in the material world. But even up to that point, that sarvopadi vinirmuktam, one has to give up that all the types of designations that I'm Hindu, Christian, Muslim, American, Indian, or whatever. And Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. One has to engage his senses in the service of the master of the senses. The natural function that if the hand is naturally engaged in the service of the whole body. So the senses, we don't have very well control over our senses in this material world. Everyone has struggling. Prakriti stani karshati. We struggle in this material world. That struggle entails satisfying the senses. How to satisfy the senses, how to work very hard, struggling, karshati, and struggle. We struggle very hard how to satisfy the senses and to achieve some kind of equilibrium, how to Rupa Goswami offers a very nice prayer. I don't know this prayer exactly, but the Sanskrit. But he says that in the material world, we work very hard struggling to satisfy these senses, but they are so ungrateful that they're not giving any type of relief, or nor are they ever satisfied. They constantly demand more and more service. That Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that was kamam dushparam, that the not ever satisfied the senses, no matter how much type of struggle we give to satisfy them. So that is not the intelligent path for an intelligent person. They should Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, and then Bhakti Ruchite. That is the... So Tapan Mishra, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting East Bengal, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him actually to go to Varanasi, and because he knew that he would be visiting, meeting him later that time. Now here is the description. Tapan Mishra washed the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his whole family drank the wash water. We have some type of, what is that? There's Bhakta Paraduli Arabhakta Parajal. Bhakta Avashesha 18 Mahabal is described that these three substances are very powerful. Tin Mahabal, these three are Mahabal is very powerful. What is that? Bhakta Paraduli, the lotus, the dust from the lotus feet of the devotee. Arabhakta Parajal, that's described here, the Bhakta Parajal, the water that has washed the lotus feet of the devotee. And Bhakta Avashesha, the remnants of the devotee. So we have, I think, we have some of you have sometime experienced receiving the remnants of Srila Prabhupada from his remnants, or his, you have some experience? Some of you, Prabhus? Yes? Forgotten, okay. What has he had?
In Vrindavan, I would assist Kaushalya in making his preparation, and when the plate came back, I grabbed the pomegranate
distribute them? You didn't honor them?
I thought, you know, this is something pretty valuable. I mean, pretty special. Let me share it. But I took some, of course.
Yes. We had sometimes opportunity to receive the remnants of Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles. I remember, maybe it was the first time when I was there, they brought the plate and one of our senior devotees, Trupurari Maharaj, he became Maharaj. He was, he grabbed, I think it was an orange peel that Srila Prabhupada had chewed on. And he grabbed that, and I thought, oh, wow. And I remember also one very memorable occasion. Anybody else? No? No? I remember one other time in Los Angeles that I was young devotee, we didn't get the opportunity to take part in that, but they bathed Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And after the class, I think that was before the class, but after the class there was a big kirtan, and somehow they got that water and they were throwing it during the kirtan, and the kirtan just went crazy it was a nice kirtan, but when they started throwing the water from Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, they became very much ecstatic like that. So these things are very powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have mantras that we chant when we take the Charanamrita. They have some mantra there. I like the other mantra. There's Ashesha Klesha Nishesha Karanam Shuddha Bhaktidam. First it says Ashesha Klesha Nishesha. That the Ashesha means unlimited. Unlimited Klesha means miseries. Ashesha Klesha Nishesha. I guess Nishesha means to mitigate or to relieve one from all unlimited types of miseries. Next one, Asesha Klesha Nishesha, Karanam Shuddha Bhaktidam. Shuddha Bhakti is the, of course we know this, the pure devotion. And Dham is a suffix that means that one gives, that we just like Prahlad Maharaj says that this material body is a dhruvam arthadam. Arthadam, it gives some type of benefit. The material body, even though it's temporary, adruvam arthadam, is because it has the ability to give one the goal of life, as described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Tapan Mishra, how to achieve the goal of life. So, where was I? Asesha klesha nishesha karanam shuddha bhaktiram krishna parodakam pitta. You drink the charanamrita and sirasa dharayamyaham. You take on your head. So this way, we have everyday opportunity, and this is very important activity in devotional service, to take the charanamrita that has been coming from the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Archiform. And here is an interesting, of course, this Bhiksha Dila, Gare Bhiksha Dila. Bhiksha, of course, this is an interesting word, that Bhiksha has kind of different meanings sometimes. Bhiksha means to beg alms. But generally, for sannyasis, they use it for giving lunch. So there, of course, the sannyasis, they have renounced everything. They're traveling from town to town in the Vedic system, that is. They're traveling sometimes alone, sometimes with a servant like this, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And they're begging door to door. Sometimes Madhukari is called, Madhukari. We had experience like that. And when we go on Rajmanda Parakrama, sometimes the devotees, they go to householders and they ask for some bhiksha, some chapati. They usually give some chapati or even half a chapati. And of course in Vrindavan, the chapatis that they make are very special. Vrijvasi chapatis are very relishable. We have that opportunity to taste sometimes. And this is called bhiksha. Madhukari, sometimes they take just like, they have some vow that they'll only take whatever they receive from, they'll only eat in a day whatever they receive from three houses or whatever, five houses, like this. So, anyway, we had only one time opportunity to visit Varanasi in our travels of North India for maybe about 6 years. We were traveling all over India in a bus, preaching, and we were camped one time in Allahabad. Allahabad, we spent more time. We had more contacts like that. But we had one contact in Varanasi, so we thought we'd try visiting Varanasi. It's a holy place. So many, of course, all over northern India, there's all holy places somehow or other connected with the Lord and his devotees. So we went to Varanasi, and I think we went visited one or two of these places. I don't exactly remember. The only memory that I have is that we went to one temple. I don't think we had very much success in our preaching, that we were making life members. I think the person didn't become a life member or something. But I remember very interesting one temple we went to. There was a deity, and everybody was looking through binoculars, and I couldn't see the deity, and they said, oh, he's very small, like this, very small, and he was made with a gem, because there's seven different objects that the deity can be made with, just like, manifested in painting, stone, metal, and one of them is gem. So I think they said it was a ruby deity of Krishna. I don't remember exactly seeing very well the deity, but then when we were leaving, there was another very memorable incident that took place. We were taking the public transportation. We were sitting in a bus, myself and one other devotee. That devotee had to get out for a little while to use the restroom, and the bus started up, and I went to talk to the driver. I left my briefcase, like we were halfway in the middle of the bus, and when I got back, the briefcase was gone. The whole bus was full of people, and nobody would say anything, offer anything, what happened to that. That was my experience in Varanasi. But the Varanasi is a very famous place. I think we had something was discussed the other day, how Varanasi is a very famous place for leaving your body. Amongst the Hindus, they're a very special place for one to leave their body. While we were working on Chaitanya Bhagavat, I remember there was one particular purport that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote. I think even in the text of Chaitanya Bhagavat is described the glories of this place called Bhubaneswar. We have a temple there. Gogovinda Maharaj was there. We had opportunity to stay there for a while with him. Just near 50, 60 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. And it's described there, the glories of this Bhubaneswar is even more glorious than Kashi. Kashi, this Varanasi has three names. I don't know how three different names are there. Varanasi, Benares, and Kashi. So I think the original name was perhaps Kashi, then Benares, and then became Varanasi. But here it's described that there's a tomb of Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya, he's the one of the big acharyas. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the personality that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was kind of neglectful of him for a while because I think it's described that Vallabhacharya was somewhat proud. And he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time and said that I've written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. In this commentary, I refuted the opinions of Sridhar Swami. And Sridhar Swami was very much respected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't know if that means particularly that he was the first commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, but he was maybe the first in our line that was accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Vallabhacharya had refuted Sridhar Swami, he made some comment that is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that one who doesn't accept the Swami, I consider a prostitute like that. This is almost a play on words. Sridhar Swami has that title Swami. And Swami also means, in common language, the husband. So he says that one who doesn't accept Swami is a prostitute. This way he played on the words of the Swami. And Vallabhacharya, later of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took, I don't know when that comes from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took alms, his lunch at the house of Vallabhacharya. That's in Allahabad, just not exactly in Allahabad, but across the river on the other side, there's one place. We had opportunity to visit that place also. That was one of the places where Vallabhacharya stayed for some time. He stayed, he was, I think he traveled quite a bit. His son, Vitalanath, he was living in Vrindavan, and Madhavendra Puri, after he established the Gopal deity at Govardhan, he turned over the worship of this Gopal deity to Vitalanath when he went to bring sandalwood for his service. That's described in the Bhakti Ratnakar, that he was the son of Vallabhacharya. So, anyone has any questions, comments? We're going to stop there.
Yes. At Govardhan, at Jatipura village, where yes. Is that the one that worshipped by Vallabhacharya's descendants, where they do the...
The deity?
Yeah, where they worship...
No, no. Gopal deity is the Srinathji.
Yeah, no.
But the temple.
The temple.
On top of the hill, yes.
No, not on the top, right in Jatipura village, where they have a deity, Govardhan deity, and they do... Like such a big gathering there.
Mukharavin.
Mukharavin. Okay, Mukharavin. Is that by Vitala? Is that Vallabhacharya's?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
The temple, from there, it's just up on top of the hill.
The one that's
on top of the hill. There's actually two temples there.
Uh-huh.
Older, and I'm not sure, but they used to say like that, that's the older and newer temple of Gopal. I think. Just speculation, but no, I don't know if anybody had actual knowledge of that. But one of those temples at least was accepted as the temple that was established. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how they just put the deity on a rock and they put another flat stone behind and set up the altar, like just very basic in the beginning, because this Gopal deity is described how he was hidden in the bushes, and they had to take so many men with axes and shovels and everything to get him out of the... It was a very dense, like, bush area, forest. Like, yes, you have something?
I'd like to say a little something on the great, great value of prasadam in the holy dam.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was a very new devotee at that time, and I was given the service of helping in the restaurant in Vrindavan. And so there was a guest who came to the desk and said, oh, there is a fly in my meal. And he didn't want to eat it. And the devotee, who was way more advanced than I, said, this prasadam is so valuable that we could throw it on the floor and you will still have to eat it. And I was so stung by her response, and the guest just went and ate the prasad anyway.
Yes, this is the injunction that, how about, especially, particularly, it's described so many... I think there's many verses about how even the prasad of Lord Jagannath, even if a chandala touches it, you should accept it as transcendentally. This is the great potency of Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad e Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnava. Anyone else? Yes?
Isn't Varanasi significant because it's the center of, like, Mayavadi?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Mayavadi center.
Yes, it was a big center. It was a holy place, particularly related with Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, we're worshiping Shiva. Shivaratri is, I don't know, yesterday, it was interesting. We were looking at the calendar. It says Shivaratri was yesterday, but celebration is tomorrow. So this is particularly associated with Lord Shiva. The Kashi is one of his abodes, one of his places of residence, like that. Just like Vrindavan is associated with Krishna. Kashi is very... They have also that established this Sanskrit university, Hindu. And what's the name of that?
Banaras University,
yeah. It was established by Madan Mohan Malavya, who approached Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur one time and had some question, and Bhaktisiddhanta directed him, you go to the Pujaris and help them a little bit first and come back. So he polished some brass and he came back and he says, oh, my question's been answered. I've understood now the answer. By devotional service, this knowledge becomes revealed. It's very instructive. I like this pastime. Very instructive pastime. Sevan mukhehi divad. Swayam eva spuratida. Yes. Everything that becomes revealed through devotional service. Devotional service, knowledge of Krishna particularly, this is not some kind of book knowledge. You can't understand Krishna. This verse replies in this regard. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grayam Indriya. The material senses, simply by reading or some kind of academic scholarship, you can't understand Krishna. It's not possible.
Just a thing about prasadam.
Uh-huh.
Is when Hiranyakasipu was trying to poison Pallad, they put poison in his food, but because he offered it and became prasadam, the poison had no effect.
That's just the potency of Krishna prasadam. Famous personality is that Jadu Thakur, he took the remnants of all the Vaishnavas in Bengal, yeah. And as a result, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu let him take the let him wash his feet and take his water, take the water. Yes?
I was fortunate enough to one time in 1974 in New Vrindavan, they offered Srila Prabhupada cherries. And you eat the cherry and spit out the pits. And I got to eat one of those pits.
You got to eat one of those pits. Right. Yeah, there's so many nice stories about prasadam. Anyway, anything else? We'll stop there. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.